It's Panel Beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we?
What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello, and welcome to Panel Beaters. Queeve here, on my own. One of those intros where Gary's not here again, I'm afraid. Fun story, we did try and do one. For some reason, Gary tried to record it over FaceTime. I still don't know why. Amazingly enough, it didn't work, which is the second ever FaceTime call myself and Gary have had. Still far better than the first one, which was absolutely true story. I got a FaceTime by Gary one night. I went, why is he FaceTime? We don't even have a FaceTime chat. We don't, like, look at each other. We're in the same room. I answered it, and Gary had inadvertently FaceTimed me while he was taking a dump. So there you go. That's a beautiful image for you. That was quite the experience for everybody. So yes, back to speaking of things that are much better than a dump. Ooh, seamless link. This is recorded in the Glee Club Birmingham as part of the Birmingham Comedy Festival. It's a fabulous show featuring some of Birmingham's finest. Andy Robinson is hosting it. Barbara Nice is the fairy godmother. And Phil Padgett and Gary Delaney are also on it. Plus the token non-Brummy, who is Jeff Norcott, who is basically representing the entire south of England and getting quite a lot of abuse for doing so. It's a great show, enjoy it. There's going to be loads in the extras podcast from this because there was so much stuff and it was a really good show. If you want to get the extras podcast, by the way, we are, I know we've said this before, but we really are, it's going to come out in the next week. Myself and Rich, our sound guy slash producer, is working on it as we speak. It's going to have loads of extra stuff from all the other shows. Well, the two rude bits for the podcast, basically. If you want to get that, the only way you can is by going to panelbeaters.com and joining the main list. We won't be putting out with the main podcast. It'll just be sent to people on the main list. And, oh, the other thing I'll tell you is November the 7th, we're doing the Stan Newcastle again. Always a fantastic show. And this time it'll be presented by Newcastle's own Jason Cook. He will be the host with the most for that one. So that's going to be a cracker. And we've got other stuff coming up that's very exciting that I can't tell you about, but for very good reasons. But, oh, when I tell you, you'll be so excited. Oh, you'll be so excited. But listen, enjoy this and we'll speak to you afterwards. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Birmingham Glee Club, I'm Andy Robinson and it's Panel Beaters! I'd say welcome to Panel Beaters here. Contestants, introduce themselves, please.
My name's Gary Delaney and I sound like this. That's my buzzer. And so I'll start with a fact about me. A true fact, I was Solihull Young Cyclist of the Year 1983. I still have the trophy and it is still the only trophy I've ever won.
All right, next contestant, please.
I'm Phil Padgett and this is my noise. And I'm a comedian, and not, as my appearance would suggest, a lesbian snooker player. For the purpose of the podcast, I look like a lesbian snooker player. That's why that's funny.
And next contestant, please.
I'm Jeff Norcott, this is my noise. Okay. Slightly the most emasculating of the three noises. I'll just do it again. Sounds like I could drive a really small train, doesn't it? I don't know. I met Russ Abbott when I was 8. He was my comedic hero, so I met him, and he didn't touch me. So,
what we have here tonight, especially for Birmingham Glee Club, ladies and gentlemen, will you please go mad and go crazy and welcome our fairy godmother, Barbara Nice.
Don't get me laughing when I get the mop out. No, so I won't. I'm Mrs. Barbara Nice, Barbs and Stries at Nice and the Biscuit, and I am the fairy godmother. Hooray! But I won't be granting all wishes because life's not like that.
It's very much not like that.
Yeah, I've got the fish slice of destiny here. When it gets waved, things happen.
Mainly fish slicing, to be fair. But
that's right.
Okay, well, let's start.
So this round on Panel Beaters is called the Elevator Pitch Round. I would like everyone to pitch me new ideas for superheroes.
It's the Silver Surfer, but now, instead of being a superhero, he just writes racist comments on Daily Mail articles.
I can remember your Wi-Fi code, boy. That'd be handy, wouldn't it? Every time somebody comes around, he just appears and goes, small WF9, small D74. Thank you, Wi-Fi code boy. No, thank you. Now, why are you thanking me? You just sorted out my Wi-Fi situation. I don't know. Somebody else needs Wi-Fi.
That would be very helpful to me. I can never remember my PIN number. 5424. It's come back.
Manfred Mann. He turns up at bank robberies and goes, do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dee.
It's 2016, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm 43 years old. Even when I was 18, I still liked Deep Purple and Pink Floyd. I was deeply uncool then. You could imagine, as far as I'm concerned, the Shaman are still at number one with Ebenezer Good. That was about when I graduated, and I've got no idea what happened since then, okay? So, acid!
Well, we did Manfred Mann, so let's have another idea for a new superhero in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Lovely. Isle of Man. He fights crime by inbreeding and having six fingers and hating gays.
I will point out again for the Isle of Man, it's 2016.
Ombudsman. He looks into the complaints about the other superheroes.
Why don't we have a pitch me a idea for a new bank holiday?
St. George's Day. Followed by St. Zippy's, St. Bungle's, and St. Jeffrey's.
Thank you.
I'd make May the 4th Star Trek Day, just to really annoy him.
Just to piss off the nerds. Yeah,
yeah. And I'd pretend I had no idea why they were cross.
Let's have another quick pitch for things they found on the moon but covered up.
What Bono was looking for.
Did they find dead clangers?
It's 2016.
Yeah. Well, I am uniformly keeping my references really old.
That is the Elevator Pitch Round.
Yeah. Hooray!
Well, this is good because the next round, this is what we have here, since we have a fairy godmother, Barbara Nice, what
right,
we have
yes.
here is the contestants can make as many wishes as they like to right. our fairy godmother, and Barbara can decide whether she grants them or refuses them.
And it's up to me, isn't it?
Oops. And, right, your, and your fish slice.
Up to me, my fish slice of destiny. Brilliant, okay.
Okay, so knock yourselves out, gentlemen.
Go on, tell yeah, go on, love, go
I
on.
Wish I was a tortoise.
Right, you are, right, why?
Right, well, they're vegetarians, as am I,
good,
so that
right.
would fit. Right?
Yeah, smashing.
They live for about 150 years, which is a better life expectancy than I've got currently.
Right.
So I'm keen on that. And also, crucially, they're homeowners.
Right.
And someone of my generation.
You've got no chance.
Yeah, the
you've
idea no of me chance. Wishing to be a homeowner, I might as well wish to be a fucking Power Ranger, but to be honest.
But a lot of them didn't right. get those shells till they're in their mid-40s, so, you know.
That's right, I know, that's right. So you want to be a tortoise.
If you could.
If you could. Now, you do realise there's hibernation involved.
Yes, of course. Well, there is for my lifestyle anyway. So.
Oh, good, all right. If I grant the wish, you've got to take it hook, line and sinker.
Can I go in your box?
Yeah. I've copped off, ladies and gentlemen. That's all it's about. Wish granted, young man.
Thank you.
Are you going to go in Barbara Nice's box until spring?
There's plenty of room, love. There's plenty of room in my box. Till spring. Bring your own straw. Yeah.
She's been practicing with a Fray Bentos pie.
Things I can do. The things I can do.
I wish my wife just knew what she wanted to eat when I left the front room to go to the kitchen and asked her if she wanted a yoghurt. She never fucking knows, man. I say, I'm just going to the kitchen. Do you want a yoghurt? She goes, do I want a yoghurt? I'm like, who are you talking to? Like, are you got some third party organisation to go, yeah, no, we've looked through the calorie count for today. That's okay. That's signed off. You have that Muller corner.
You're very nice fella, I think. You're actually asking her what she wants.
Yeah, I'm trying to get her stuff. But yeah, I just stand there. I never know what to do. And there's a similar situation. And I think this is more of a bloke thing. It's when you're around your friends and you visit friends or relatives with your wife, you sort of think you're going to go, and all the signs are that you're leaving. You go, we're going. And then you stand and put your coat on too early. You got to be careful. You can stand there for 10 minutes looking like an antisocial prick. Or she just strikes up another conversation. Oh, I tell you another thing. You're like, right, I just stand here with bags now, do I? I'm a fucking ornament.
Are you happy in your marriage?
No, I...
I think there's bigger things going on here.
No, very, very happy in my mind. You know what? If you're moaning about those things, then the big things are all right. I'm only saying that because I'm now conscious that this is going out. I really would like a chat afterwards.
I know, so, all right then.
If that's okay.
But just see me later on or DM me. Yeah. All right, okay. wish granted, love. Wish granted. I'll speak to you later, love.
What we're going to have here is future news, where I bring get headlines with a word blanked out, if you like. Government to empower the elderly by giving them...
license to be conversationally racist. Or Brexit, as it's known.
Do you think you can make a deal? Like, they're allowed to say coloured as long as they don't say anything worse than that.
Any others?
Car indicators that turn themselves off after 10 minutes.
Okay, another one. France hit by unexpected outbreak of...
personal hygiene.
Politeness.
Yeah, and good customer service.
Did we just say old people are racist and just did three racist jokes about French people?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we did.
No. It's not racist if it's about the French. That's the golden rule, isn't it?
It's cultural appropriation.
We don't make the rules.
We BBC announces Bake Off to be replaced by...
grainy footage of Mary Berry and Mel and Sue taking down a tent to sad music.
Gluten-free bake-off. Basically, it tastes like shit and everyone gets voted out in the first week.
Okay, let's try another one. Train travel revolutionised by addition of...
vibrating seats. I mean, just seeing everyone just getting off slowly as the journey went on. Like, isn't this your stop, mate? Yeah, but I'm staying here.
Okay.
How about a ban on people from London complaining about Southern Rail when the rest of the country doesn't give a fuck?
Yes, I agree with that, love. I agree with that.
Okay, and finally, a Wolverhampton woman was left in shock after the discovery of...
library. Fire.
Her biological father.
€1, which makes her the richest woman in Wolverhampton.
A salad.
After discovery of the M54 and finding she could have left years ago.
Any others? That's it, isn't it? Have we got any...
missing finger, she's only got 6 left.
Yeah. Have we got any women from Wolverhampton in, by the way? Great. Yeah. Fill your boots. With your 6 toes. Okay, so what we have here now, we have some, suggest we beautifully, you lot, you have made some wishes from the thing for our fairy godmother Barbara Nice to...
With the fish slice of destiny.
With the fish slice of destiny. Let's just go for a few random, let's see how these go. This is a good one from Sid. Who's Sid? God bless you, Sid. Now, here, saying this is for you, Barbara. I wish Barbara would come to my birthday in February.
What date?
30th.
I'll have a look in my diary, love. And if I can, I will. Wish granted.
Whoa!
Depending on availability.
I wish Gary would make up-to-date references.
Yeah, you wish that. You and Thatcher.
I'm going to keep him as he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's lovely. You and Thatcher. The milk snatcher.
All right, then. Let's move on to the next round.
All right.
Here on Panel Beaters, which is contestants have to finish this sentence of, you know you're a Brummie when...
You're in, or at least know someone who is in, UB40.
You can tell someone that they've got hepatitis, but it still gets a laugh. You've got hepatitis?
That's ridiculous.
You don't think the word faggot is offensive as long as it's followed by with pays. At school, your favourite Hemingway quote was, "Ask not for whom the M6 tolls, it tolls for thee."
I like that song. You know, it says M6 fucked, M6 toll, brilliant. I think I want more. When I'm on the M6, I want images of misery from the normal M6, you know? If I've paid £6, I want to see it like the Indian train network, just people hanging off fucking coaches and stuff like that. Just people dying by the side of the street. And make me feel, well, that was a wise investment.
I like that.
It is lovely tarmac, though, isn't it? Do you remember when it first opened? Or it was like a holiday for you, wasn't it? I feel a bit flush.
I've got one. A long time ago, when you used to ring up directory inquiries, I tried to ring up about... There was a curry house, mostly called Spice Avenue, and the bloke on the phone on the other side said, "Is that spice as in outer spice?" That's when you know you're in pig in Birmingham.
Even if you were a professor of astrophysics, half the country would think you sounded retarded. And that's why Stephen Hawking speaks to that little machine. He's actually from Cradley Heath.
It'd be funny if he did like little Brummy affectations, though, wouldn't it? Yeah. In the future, we will all be living in Birmingham. You're right, my lover. No, that's fucking West Country. Like, what the fuck? What? I don't know how you people live.
You're all right.
Yeah, no, you're born here. You've got a round called lover. You know you're a Brummy when. I don't know when you're a Brummy when. I don't come here that often. Well, what things would Brummy say? Is like my duck, my lover, my...
My bab.
All right, should we give it again?
Yeah, do it together.
In the future, we will all be living by the M6 toll. Bab.
Yeah!
You know your Brummy when...
If you think Acocks Green is a place rather than a reason to go on embarrassing bodies.
You think the video game Tekken is that film with Liam Neeson?
Why don't we move on to the next round, which is the roast round? So we had two gentlemen from Finland, I believe, who wanted the piss taken out of them, which is so peculiar. Hello, sir. How are you?
Come on down, kid. Come on down. The lads from Finland.
What's your name?
Janne.
Oh. Of course it is. And what brings you to Birmingham, Janne?
I'm here to watch football, for example, and rugby, and then just to visit your beautiful city.
See, that's how I should have won these lot over.
What football are you going to see, Janne?
I went to the game between West Bromwich Albion and Tottenham Hotspurs yesterday. How's that funny? I don't get it.
How was it? How did it differ from Finnish football?
Well, first of all, they made goals in the game. And second, it was fun to watch it, unlike in Finland. And it wasn't snowing. That's practically it.
What brand of dishwasher tablets do you use?
What? Sorry, you don't need to answer that.
That's all right.
Finland.
They haven't been invented in Finland yet.
What famous things come from Finland?
Does Björk come from Finland?
No, she's Iceland.
I think Nokia, mobile phones, and suicide.
Is suicide a problem over there? Do people kill themselves a lot?
Well, they say that, but you know, the ones who do it, they never complain.
You're nailing this in a second language.
Was this how this round was supposed to go, where the guys getting roasted are much funnier than us? Is that...
Well, you know, my job, I'm a teacher, so I'm used to deal with people like you.
I am scared to lock horns right now.
You are the king of Zing. That is excellent, man. It's the land of the midnight sun, isn't it?
Yes.
Can you get any other newspapers early?
Not bad.
Okay. Thank you. That's going on my poster next year. I'll have that. Totally have that. What's Finland's greatest writer? What sort of stuff?
Greatest writer. Well, this is like the same thing as asking who's the brightest person of Wolverhampton. So.
Boom! Mate.
We've been schooled.
Mate,
I'll take it.
If we'd have had this instead of the Brexit debates on television, I might have voted Remain, to be honest. This is what a way to reach out.
So I'm not going to dare have a go at him.
Are Finland in the EU? Are they?
Yes, we are in. So we were talking about Fixit, which means Finland leaving EU too, after you guys.
Fixit has slightly dodgy connotations in this part of the world. It's the most sparsely populated country in the EU. Is that all right? Is that right?
I don't understand the word sparsely.
Fewest people living there. Least people living there.
Might be. Perhaps Estonia is behind us, I guess.
That's fucking
Well, if you had a few more suicides, you could catch them up.
Yes. We are on our way.
You're absolutely lovely. Do you want any wishes granting, kid, because you're belting?
Well, I wrote in the paper that Finland would win a football game this year or this decade. So if you can make that happen, then fine.
When are you going to play in England?
Yeah, we lost you in the old Euros, didn't we?
That was Iceland, I guess.
Look,
Iceland again!
I voted leave. Don't expect me to deal in fine details like that. That's not how
Dude,
I roll.
You're a racist. They're not all the same. I bet you think he used to be in ABBA as well.
Yeah. Kid, wish granted.
Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for Janne.
Janne, brilliant. Janne, come here for a wind-up. Have a wind-up.
Janne and his wind-gum, grant wish.
You're sweet, you're so lovely. Well, do you know arm love? It's lovely.
I hope 52% of yourself feel ashamed. what we have the final round here is called Hash Twat. So I give you some subjects and you can give us some jokes, I guess. First up, positive porn films.
Two girls each with their own cup. They're doing all right now.
Barbara Nice and the Fish Slice of Destiny.
Yeah, that's the one to watch.
Okay, next one. Recession TV programmes.
Downturn Abbey.
The Borrowers. Nice. Who wants to see a millionaire? They just bring one out and we all get to have a little look.
Meal or no meal? Not going out ever. 2 pints of water and a packet of crisps. Close these. Casualty, 10-hour wait. Young people under the hammer. 3 out of 10 cats. Whose breadline is it anyway? And it's a film technically, but Honey, I Shrunk the Manufacturing Sector.
Gary Delaney, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Next up on Hash Twat's demotivational quotes.
Dance like no one's watching, sing like no one's listening, particularly if you live in Saudi Arabia, because it's fucking illegal.
Age is just a number that indicates how near you are to death.
You can't spell dyslexia without you.
What doesn't kill you will always give you like terrible anxiety dreams, and ultimately there's no real choice other than just to just push it down into a river of despair and just crack on. Put that on a fucking tea towel.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so why not go out there and be the best goddamn mass shooter you can be?
And finally, ISIS karaoke songs.
Where's your head at?
Girls just want to have fun, but God does not want them to.
Jihad, the time of my life. She wore a baggy, saggy, hulky, bulky, plain all over black burkini.
Saturday night's all right for fighting, so is Sunday through Friday, death to the West.
I said, oops, off comes your head. I said, oops, off comes your head.
Okay, what we have here now, ladies and gentlemen, the end of Panel Beaters, up to our fairy godmother Barbara to stand behind one of our contestants and decide who gets the wish of living a long, prosperous life in the country. Drum roll from the audience on your knees and laps, please. And Barbara is choosing...
I'm going to go with Phil because I'm going to go with him because I think the lesbian snooker player look is a look I've always gone for.
Barbara has chosen Phil Paget.
I'm going for Phil. I knew a nice woman called Val. You remind me of Val.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to Panel Beaters. Can we have a big round of applause, please, for Gary Delaney there? Victor Phil Paget. The marvellous Jeff Norcott. Our fairy godmother, Barbara Nice. And also, Mjane. Thank you very much for Panel Beaters. See you again soon. Good night.
So there you have it. That was this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. This is the generic outro I'm recording, so whatever happened in it, I hope you enjoyed that thing that happened. And wasn't that thing good with the other thing? And do you remember when what's-his-name said that thing? And, oh, that thing that with her with the... Oh, stop. It was hilarious, wasn't it? If you've liked the show, then please like the show. Tell other people. Give us like a review on the iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. Because I know everybody asks you to do this, but it really is important. It does make a big difference for getting the show out there and keeping it going and making it worthwhile. And me feeling like my life has some kind of a purpose, which, you know, you wonder sometimes. Anyway, that's really something for me to have a think about. But listen, you go on and enjoy the rest of your life. And I'll have a long, hard think about what I've done to myself.
Big thank you to all our friends who helped us out. Oxy did the design, John Cooper did the website, bensound.com did the music, and Richard Massera did the knob twiddling and doodahs. I believe that's his technical title. See you next week. Cheers.